I think the important piece here is we have a situation where now we've got a designated minister for the Marine, a junior ministry. This is something that the industry on a united basis lobbied for very actively from the middle of last year. It's good to see the government party supported. It's good to see the main points of our submissions being included in the programme for government. So we have the basis now for holding the government to account, negotiating with them, and we look very much forward to doing business with the minister when he's formally appointed to the role.
Would you be hoping that the minister might pay a visit to the likes of Killybegs in areas like that?
Oh, we're quite confident that the minister will visit various ports and that we'll have early engagement with them around the need for a whole of industry review, plan a strategy for the industry, look at it in a more developmental basis and put it on a sound footing for the future.
We've previously spoken about the issue of the likes of Faroese and Norwegian trawlers in operating within Irish waters. I'll be hoping that those issues can be notified once and for all.
They will certainly be kept front and centre, and it's great to see a situation where, again, arising from a bit of hard work at local level with the local politicians, at national level with our national politicians, and also at European level with the MEPs, where last week in the Fisheries Committee the matter was debated very robustly. Our position was very strongly supported by MEPs from various parties, Fianna Fáil, Barry Cowan, Nina Carby from Fine Gael, and also Lucan Flanagan Independents made very strong submissions on our behalf and highlighting the injustice of what's going on with Norway.